Oh, Ike is on. Oh, I think many people are on. Good to see you, everybody, and Zoom. This time I'm coming from the yeshiva. And it's a schus to be able to be in the yeshiva here because I had a Q&A. It's just ended. And we left off yesterday on page Kuf Chav Vav, the beautiful Sefer Kager Ka'ezrach. Quotes by Shlomo Amar and Shema Shlomo Kelig Vav Simonid Beis. We want to make the following comment. It says like this. They want the Kabbalah Torah mitzvahs to get what they want. Even though we're not sure, but PM, they say they want. It's like an onus. Shemirov Cheshkam Ritzon and Lahasigas Mabuksham, because they want this beautiful woman. Nel to the Kabbalah Lehmal Torah mitzvahs, one nusin name. Like a nusin. Not the same who comes, personally, he really wants to be a Ger Tzedek. But here you want money, you want a wife, and you can't get it unless you're Ms. Geyer. Hari onus al pi ratzon shelo ha'az. Okay? So, how can it work? Said Rabbi Shlomo Amar, look, lo garme onus gomer sheshimo tmura toyu v'zavet. Quotes a Gemara by Sattva Baba Basra, dat memches. Then the Gemara tells us, "Toyu v'yayev." If someone's forced you to, he hits you until you say, "Give me a present." That is not chav. But toyu, the last line on the Memches and Aleph, "Vavasa toyu v'zavin zvine zvini." Number one, he's forced. Number two, he's getting paid. I want to buy your chair. Chair costs $100. Here's $100 bill, and I'm going to force you to zvine zvini. So the Shlomo Amar. Came in the Shimon Arch, where they gave him $100. Zvini, zvini. Ava bishet zaveach kechut kaveomer. Ena rotsa limka bishun panem shemi olam. They forced him to. Okay, I'm a sakana. So I agree to sell it for $100. Okay, fine. Zvini, zvini. So like this. Even though I wouldn't be Ms. Geyer, if not for the hano, the taiva that he wants. Nonetheless, since with the geirus, he gets what he wants. I'm a believer the Kabbalah of all Torah mitzvahs, the Kabbalah mitzvahs. Why? Mikavan sheyesho tumura. He's being paid. What's he being paid? Being paid to be able to marry this beautiful Jewish woman. It's even better than tell you of his oven. Then there's an onus mibachutz. Someone's getting hitting with a club. Doesn't really want it. Nonetheless, he's the Kabbalah gets a tumura. It works. Right? So over here, no one forces him. No one, but he's getting a tumura, it certainly works. Okay, this is what Rabbi Shlomo Amar says. Says Rabbi Alter, Ani omri v'tomea al adron tumur melu. What? Don't you understand? You can't compare it to Toyu v'zav. Why? There, the emes echreach linkar. There's no choice. If you don't sell, I'm going to beat you up. There's no other alternative. No other alternative. And once you sold it, you can't get it back. So you agree to sell it, and then it leaves your book domain for the he's beating you up and you're getting $100. In our case, no. You're not forced to keep Torah mitzvahs to really accept it. No. You're only forced to do one thing. Say yes. Say yes. You're forced to say yes. You're not forced to keep anything. That's what he says. He says, there, he says, you're not losing anything. What do you get? Right? You get $100. Here, even you get a piece of paper, which is Tudas Gear, but the Tudas Gear is no payment for Shmirat Torah mitzvahs, and no one will keep mitzvahs with a piece of paper. So therefore, even though it's Utsud the Nafshei, the Utsud the Achriti, as Rabbi Amar correctly points out, even if you don't get a tumura, still the mechir is chal. No, what's the reason? Because there are two parties involved. Here, there's no one's forcing him to accept anything really. No one's going to force him to keep any mitzvahs. So therefore, no. In the olden years, he was forced to do the mitzvahs, as the Dvar Rav explained, it's based on the Nubiosa and the Ritva. Otherwise, I'm not going to let him into Klal Yisrael, and the woman won't accept him. But today, it's totally different. This is what the Rabbi Alter Tainet, I think correctly, against Rabbi Shlomo Amar, who was a great rabbi, present chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, former chief rabbi of Israel. I think that in this particular case, it's not correct, in my opinion. Okay, I had a different suggestion. Maybe the Dvar Avraham said that the onus was you have to fit into society. In those days, it was only one society. It was a frum society, and the spouse you wanted to marry was presumably frum. So you had no choice but to go along. And today, it's no longer true. Fine. I had a different suggestion. In the olden days, they could force you. It was Yad, Bez, Yisrael, Takifa. They could force you to keep Shabbos. They'll force you to be Shoma Shabbos, certainly before Hesia. They'll force you to eat kosher because there will not any non-kosher establishments to exist. So they'll force you. Today, after the emancipation, no one can force you to do anything. Now, until the emancipation, there were organized Jewish communities where the rabbis were often sponsored by the government, and they could do it. They could force people to do things. Once the emancipation came, stopped. On the other hand, once the emancipation came, that's also the time when the society of either uncommitted Jews, because they didn't have to belong, pre-emancipation, they had to belong to a community. And there was only one Orthodox community, so unless you want to convert to Christianity, you were stuck. But once the emancipation, that's when the secularization began. So these two phenomena, number one, there's a secular Jewish society, and number two, there's no compulsion by a Bezdin of Yisrael, came more or less at the same time. Just a little bit of a different slant as to why the onus no longer exists. Fine. Now, good. This is the point that I wanted to make, number one. Now, Rabbi Avadi Yosef. Rabbi Avadi Yosef is quoted, it's in his Maimer, which is it's found in that same piece in Torah Shabbat Peh, Yud Gimel, from Torah Shabbat Lamed Aleph. It's quoted over here on page Kuf Chav Ches. It's the very last page of this, what's called Shar Kabbalah of Mitzvos. He says, look, I quote, "Bismanem Shlohaya the Goyav Shoros Yisro Isha Yudia, Laya de Gamers Kadasu Kedin. Living together. Many of these cases, they come, they're already living together. So kalkoloso takanoso. She ain't come shun onus mamashi bekabolos amitzis of v'mais agir. Hela sabah bekibel. V'gam belit tamashu l'ritva agir kosh. That's what Bavadya says. Says Rabbi Alter, I think he's correct again. It's just not true. Even if my name is an onus, you want Ishur Nisuin. In Eretz Yisrael, Ishur Nisuin is only invited to Chief Rabbinate. They're not going to give it to you unless you want to go in conversion. Or, even in America, you want to get married Jewishly because the girl's traditional grandmother won't let her granddaughter intermarry, even though the granddaughter's living in sin with a guy, but that you can't control. You want to make a wedding? Oh no, it has to be a conversion. So that's why there is an onus, even Bizman Hazer. And that's the, I think that he's correct again. This is against what Rabbi Avadya suggested, etc. Now we start what's called Shar Shlishi, Dvar Mishabalei Begeris, Uvimoko Unur de Mucha. This Shar Shlishi begins on page Kuv Chav Tes and goes quite a way. It's called Shah Dvaram Shabalev. And how far it goes? From Kuf Chav Tes all the way until Reish Tzadiches. Whoa. What is that? 170 pages. I have it straight. or on the topic of Drom Shabalev. So many of the Mamakomas are on that topic. And by the way, I do Mamakomas, so I can tell that right now so we can, before I forget. This is our final Mamakomas entitled Gerus V'Ger Kotten, because a lot of us don't get Kotten Sugya. So we'll give it to you later on. Let's go a little bit further. Listen carefully to what he says. He quotes, this is very important. He quotes Ritva. This Ritva is on the old Mamakomas, I believe, on Daf Chav Dalet, the Sugya of the Kusim. Kusim are never Makala Bulei Shalom. Therefore, the Geri Arias quote, Kevin shall kill the Bulei Shalom. Moshe Kosim is Hashem, how you ray it. Beselo, hey, am I over there? Vadai, writes the Beis Yitzvah, Kiblu will be in, will become a com, lo ho will agir. Didn't help? Didn't help? Quote the Piskei Rin in Kiddushin. Also, Adar shall kusim a rishon and shidisgayim, they pachad a raya shidisgayim, because they were getting devoured by lions. Hashem sent lions to kill them. So, v'lo b'chol leiv, the goyim gemur amayim, they never accepted. They just paid lip service to it to avoid being devoured by lions. Okay. Fine. Now, why? The Beis Yitzchak is in Siman Kuf, Ostes. Why? It's Rav Moshe Balev. Klal zeh nemar dafka ben Rav Moshe ben Aaron lechaveru. Aval hachu ben Aaron lamoko, rachmana liba boy. How do you like that for a chiddush? That we always say ein dvarim, because I can't dictate terms to you based on what's in my heart when I'm presenting to you something different. Reuven and Shimon have a deal. So Reuven says, I'll sell you this, I'll buy you that. And then his heart, he says, I don't really want to do it. Who cares what's in your heart? You're dealing with another person, another Basav Adam. You can't play games like that. So it's from Benon Lamakom, then Rachmana Liba Boy. Only when you're Tavtana Macherim. What other examples? He says, the Meiri and the Ravan say, it's a Meiri in Kiddush Dachnun, right? But Mokashesh Botayin and Macherim, Avol Shvua, Ubitul Chometz, Dvorm Shebaleim Dvorm. The Lord Pesach will ask you, if a guy says the words, but he doesn't really mean it, it's nothing. What do you mean, Dvorm Shebaleim? Those are between him and Hashem. And so too with respect to a Shavua. Dvorm Shebaleim is Dvorim. That's what he says. So he quotes the Meiri in Pesach. Some say Dvorm Shebaleim. You have to say it in your mouth, right? No. Kol Shemenor Lamokar Rachmano Liba Boy. What's the Ravan in the Dvorm Chavches? Dvorm Shebaleim and Dvorm. In Mecca, the Dvorm have Dvorm. They call the Neder Adata the Nafshei Neder. Between Benor Liatzma we call. Not Benor Lachaveri. Very nice. Sounds great. The problem is, it seems to be against the Mefurish Gemara. What before Shigamara? He quotes on page Kuflam. The Dharm. What does it say over there? The Dharm Daf Chav Ches. Hamadir Asim Yipayrus Olam. Im Aschora Shemava Ben Ena Shal Bez Zemela. They want to collect taxes. It's not mine. Yeah, we don't believe you. He swears, right? He takes it. I'll be also eat the payrus if it doesn't belong, if it belongs to me. And it really did belong to him, right? It didn't belong to the Melech. Lo nesel of Paris Ola. Why? He had in his mind, Hayom. The Paris Ola, but yeah, sure. The only to today, till the sun sets. So the other thing, I forgot the Ramash Olev in the door. That be ons and shiny. What do you see? That Ramash Olev in the door against the Miri. You mind the door? He says, no. Even according to the Miri, a person who's known that Miritzon or Achavshi, and he says, believe boy, something different. Yeah, we're not going to believe him. Why did you say something which you didn't think? Doesn't matter. You said it on your own. But over here, ons and shiny, if it wouldn't be an onus, we would follow Divrei Piv. So the fact that he's saying it's an onus, that's why he says it. Only in that case you follow the Dvorm Shebaleim. There's another question. A Gemara in Kiddushin. But the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Kofen also Lahakriv Korban. Alma dvar shebaleiv in a dvar. But before shegemar kiddushin, that's the sugya shegemar. Where the ritual about dvar shebaleiv baleiv kol adam. That's that sugya kiddushin on afnun. Before shegemar. But you know that's very nice. That's the havam in the gemar. I read you the words of the sefer kuflam and aleph. That's the havam in it. A dial on the schacha svara shenichale bekapara. If that's the case, before we know, nichalei b'kapara. Once nichalei b'kapara, it's no longer based upon the concept of dvarim shebaleiv einam dvarim. That's what we answer the Rambam. But the Rami says, I'm reading what he says over here in the Sefer. Kosef dinzer shekofano Hashem rotani ubir mishum shenichalei bekapara. I don't know where this is found. I couldn't find this Rambam. If you can find Rambam, tell me where it is. I read the Rambam that was my circle bonus. It just says that kofano so doesn't say nichalei bekapara. Fret there, why did Rambam say that? Maskana se gemara, you know, dvar mishibalei ben advarim. You don't need the svar about a nichale. So he says, no. Having dvar mishibalibo she'enam dvarim. Okay. Once the Gemara said the svara of nichale, should be svara iloma she'yol kandina the dvar mishibalei, because dvar mishibalei ve'enam dvarim. It's another terence from Shmuel Rozovsky, the Rotan and Nitzchuk Bekorman, the scene is Rishus HaHakrim, like Sharas comes from Avonios between me and base of English. So it's like, maybe he means the Rambam and Hilchos Gerushin. I can't know what he means. That's what I did find. The Gemara there has a tradition after two cases. Case of the back of a carbon, the case of divorcing a woman. So the Gemara by divorcing a woman says, Kovanom Ashiyom Sani. So one possibility is because he says, Rotani, Throm Shevalev, Einem Dvarim. But the Rambam says, no! Because he really wants this, he hates a Tov, he hates a Hora, famous Rambam, and very great little covenant of Gerishim. Maybe that's what he means. When the Hilchos Karbanos, I did not see what he said. Now, it's interesting, the Reb Chaim Oizer talks about this case. In Chela Gimel Simon Chavov, Sivkot and Beis. As you don't say, Ram Shibalei, Ein and Dvarim, when it comes to Gerus. How does he know? He says, the Ritva and the Yosei, Geris by Geri Arias, the Geris the Shem Yishus, Chazok Agamun Sayyid, Gamma Makabal Geris, we saw a few minutes ago. Himdvar Shebelev, Ainim Dvar Begerus, Madu Bina Chazakazu, Tape Relash, Abu Makabal Mitzvahs. I feel the main of your Dat and the Kach, Dvar Shebelev and Dvar. That's what Rav Herzog says for the same Raya, for the same Raya. That's what he says. That's what he says. I have a different answer. Dvar Shebelev Baleiv Kol Adam. The Rit for Kedushin Afnun. The guy's only married to this to for the sake of marriage to a Jewish woman who's herself secular. So we should say it's Dvar Shebelev Baleiv Kol Adam. I don't see the raya over here. And to overcome that, we need Chazak of Agam and Sayyid. But when there's no Anan Sayyid in the Mukhach, maybe we should say that Dvar Shebelev are not Tvarim, even by Gerus. So it could be, it means like this, that the Ritva said stam is even in a case where there's no Anan Sadek, is still in the Chazaka of Agav and Sayyid. You see, Tvarim Shebelev has certain relevance that is Tvarim when it comes to Gerus. And the reason being, on page Kuflam and Gila, a very nice reason, Nachiez explains, Shani Geris Mikola Kenyonim. The Essen Kabbalah Sa Mitzvahs Va Geris Have a Dvar Shebelev. Because Machlan and Sky Belev Shalem will have a Ger. Even if there wouldn't be an Umdin Lemucha Shekabanos Lashem Yishus or Shem Dabar Acher, if the Emes the Sky Belev Shem Dabar Acher, Lo have a Ger. But the Mekiva Ege said so. He Kar Shebelev. You don't say Dvar Shebelev on a drum. Like the Shema, or Bittul Chometz, or Ksiva Saget, and Pigel, Achiezer says. What's he saying? He's saying, when it comes to Dorosh Ikel of Belev, Some things require your haskama. And then we say, Dvarim shebelev, ain't a dvar. Because haskama sodom is nikbas only for diburo, below belibo. But sometimes there are what he calls chaluyos, something has to be chal, doesn't depend solely on his haskama, but the mitzias of machsheva sa'adam causes this chalos, like the shema. The etzem machsheva kovas is hechsher maisa, below with so'an adam. So he has a hold, the kabbalah sa'mitzvah z'vaki begeris is not a deas haskama lahachel sa'geris blubah. She need to know she diburo kovay aside. Why? Geris not only inyan mishpati. It's a hashem mishpati. It's a legalistic construct. And in a geris who pula dasis, it's a religious construct. Ruchanis, a spiritual construct. Shakrisas bris imakodesh baruch hu. Kabbalas hadas ha-yehudis, accepting the Jewish religion. Vishtaichas Abba Yehudit, except being part of the Jewish nation, doesn't depend upon haskama rishmis, a formal agreement, which is depends upon your mouth. No, the kavana amitis l'kibulibo, the kabel es ayados. You have to have this, otherwise it's no good. Otherwise it's no good. This is something which is a very important svara, an important svara. Okay, this is what I suggest. Again, quoting from over here. Fine. What do Rav Kook say about all this? What's Rav Kook? Who says that Das Kohen, Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim applies to Geirus. Yeah. And the Kusim, it's a big dochak there. The Kusim, they said, prepare that they're not leaving about his own. Wow, that's an amazing, that's hard to believe. You know, Rav Kook had rose colored glasses, but still hard to believe. Rav Kook was an Ish Alocha, trying to bring a riot from a Medrash. A Medrash. Yes. What's his riot? The post says as follows. The guy, Rav Kook writes as follows. The guy, Bab Hosein, who croaks it by a fatu, and the Midrashim say, believe in Paul about Azor and Har Sinai, who pesel Micho Aima, but they can the Kibla Batara Bepeh, Nigmarah Geirus. Says Rav Altel Ein the Meidim B'Divrei Agoda. It says B'Ferish in the Torah, Heitivu Kol Asher Diber Amitam Oyel Levavam Zeh. Here was the Kol Yomim. In the Kabbalah Belima, the Beisitzel quotes that proof from the Pasuk. Aye, the Medrash. Yeah, the Mekabah themselves Al Torah Belev Shalem Levavam Zeh Lira. Nonetheless, they still had a type of Avodah Zorah, Rabosai. You and I don't know that type. The Moses Masechta Sanhedrin. Chazal killed that taiva, the time of Anshe Knesset Gedola, because it destroyed the first bias and destroyed the second bias too. They prayed to Hashem, and 3 days killed it. Okay, the message is Bikoras Alam Yisrael Shalom Maspik is not Kumi Avodah Zarah Beliba. That's what it means. Had they been Menatkin Belagami Avodah Zarah Belev Shalem, they would not have gone back to the Egel. And you see that even a little tiny thing in your heart could be turned into a major problem later, but they really did become it. What does the pasuk say? If a tu believer, excuse me, if a tu appear believer lo nachanimo, don't mean on kabbalah versus belay. No, it's after cheder meraglim. Look at the pasukim there in Tehillim, the perek lamed bay, the perek. Which perek is in Tehillim? By the keys, Tehillim is wanting. Let's see where it is. Perek Ayin Ches in Tillim. So, Pasuk Lamed Vav by a Fatu, the PM. If you look at the previous three, four Pasuk, Lamed Vav is Gimel Dalet Hey, talking about the Cheder Ego. So, preceded that. Not talking about Baman Asine at all. At all. The Beis Yitzchak has a different answer. Unbelievable answer. He gives it's quoted here, page Kuf, Lamentes. Said, you know, Klal Yisrael was Mekabel Belev Shalem. When? Bish'as HaBris. When they agreed to be Mekabel the Torah. But unfortunately, when it came to the actual Mount Har Sinai, b'shas kabbalas haTorah chazu behem, aba kva kiblu aleihem. That's the Beis Yitzchok's answer, which is quoted kind of here in a footnote. And even Rav Kook backed out. Rav Kook said, "If you megara the ishus at the kusin agari arayus, to begin right, we don't say it's no kiyum amitzvus b'shleimus ain kan gerus klal." Finish. Nothing. Okay. Then he says the Rav Moshe's answer, page Kuf Mem Dalet, skip me some pages, that they went back to the Bizman Rav. This is what Rav Moshe says. He quotes it over here on page Kuf Mem Dalet. Guess who said it earlier? Unbelievable. He says that he's mechaven to the Abar Benel. Rav Avadi has it also in Chelakei. Abar Benel writes in Malachim. Quote, "V'nimshach mizeh shebe'ez siknaso noshev hitu eslevavo." Now, a minute shahoyalo kodem lachem imashach reyem kara shebe'yosav ziknuso v'yicholos lasas binyah v'odazar sheyizkar mashalo hoyu osav adhena. Rav Moshe mechaven to Abar Benel. How do you like that? Huh? An offer of Abar Benel. Wow. Wow. Okay. Now, let's go back to was it yesterday or the day before, in a long discussion, Hochichos Sofanat Chilosim. He used the same then, Gir Halacho Mais. He takes a stab at that too. What's it mean, Hochichos Sofanat Chilosim? What does that mean? You know what it means? He said, when the sky is Shalom, the shame Shammai. That's all it means. And therefore, even though Achir Sofa Atchilasan, the Geras is still good. You know, a Geras L'Shem Ishus is good for the Yemen. Doesn't say, Achir Sofa Atchilasan, that they weren't observant at the beginning. I mean, it wasn't L'Shem Shammai at the beginning. Granted, but the Geras would still be valid. Ah, the Rambam says, Yodua Hadavar Shlo Chazru Elu Elu Mishul Davar. The answer is, based on the Yerushalmi that the Ramach quoted, we saw this already, I think, yesterday, the day before. Kavana Shlomo, the Moshcha, the Devei Torah, who the Korban, Taras Kanfei, Ashtina. So then he prayed, praise Allah, the love of the Yerushalmi. So maybe he convinced him to be Mishkal Hashem Shammai. Convinced him. Or, it was Yadua Hashem, that's how he says in Sefer Melachim, it wasn't Yadua to the people, it was Managir. That's what Rabbi Jolti said. The Kalabi Shmaya knew they weren't Jewish, but Kalabi Amen Bez Shamata, they were Jewish. Interesting. The Rambam should be looked a little bit more carefully. In Hilchos, in Surei Bia, Perig Yud Dalet, excuse me, Perig Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Dalet through Yud Ches. That's a lot of halachas. That's five halachas. That's the very last five halachas in Perig Yud Gimel, Surei Bia. How does it start? Don't think that Shlomo married a Shimon's non-Jewish woman. No. He starts talking about what's the motive of the gerus. Should be pure, but in this case, it was impure. It was gerus for the sake of marriage, or whatever it may happen to be. The whole last five halachas are discussing the shemishas, but not the shemishas. Nowhere are we discussing the validity of the gerus. Yeah, so Chiyach so much close, and they were insincere. Not that they weren't the Kabbalah's and Mitzvahs, but they finished. Kabbalah's and Mitzvahs in Perek Yud Gimel is completed after how many halachas? Four. Halacha Dalet. Halacha Dalet, the famous halacha. The Kabbalah, all of all Torah, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He already finished that 10 halachas earlier. Yud Dalet, that's a whole new topic. Or what is the Shem Shemayim? But not the Shem Shemayim. That's all. And after the Rishon Elamshad, the Rambam goes to Rabbi Nahar and the Sman, Shenig Lesodon, Klomar, Shal Dover Nisgayu. That's the word of Rabbi Nahar. Okay? And the Sman says, they kept the wives, even though it turned out, there was Skyu Lashem Dover. Never said that they were Nisgayu without Kabbalah or Mitzvahs. And then he quotes what we said already before from Rav Sholti. It's called Chazara. Yeah, Chazara means something. He quotes on what we said, he quoted, I read it to you yesterday before, from inside, I have it in my house, Rav Sholti's piece in Tosh, about Perek Gimel, Tosh, Lamed Aleph. He quotes this over here on page Kuf Nun Hey and Vav from Avjolti. That's how. Avjolti says, as I mentioned you a minute ago, that Kalape Shmaya, they were not Jewish, but in Bez and Shemata, they are Jewish. We have to follow the Chazaka. The Chazaka was that they did accept it because they wanted to marry Shlomo and Shimshon and Gibor, who were great people. Okay? That's the halacha. And Kus and Geri Arayos, same thing. Shimshon and Shlomo followed the halacha. Kulam Germe, Chazaka, Agam and Sagam and Kiblu. Then he went back. He was a Germe Chazaka, he did Rove. And therefore he writes on Jolti, Magzirin Avedoso, writes the Rambam. He gives back his Aveda. Rambam says so, the Farish in Halacha Yuzayin. Based upon the fact that there's a rov, Chazaka b'din rov. He quotes another Rama Yisrael, look at Perek Tetzvav, Halacha Chavav. What's Perek Tetzvav? It's on the Rama course. We're kind of wondering, what's it doing here? Talks about a rov a year is Yisrael. So Magziran Avedasa says the Magen Mishnah in Halacha Chavav. Yeah, he says it's talking about Rov Yisrael. Rov Yisrael, you have to give it back. Here too, they rely on the fact that the Rov Chazal has become Rov, and it worked. Oh, so now you may remember that we had a very interesting Hagos Mordechai. Hagos Mordechai said that you have to check up on the Gerim later on. Let's read it again. It's called Chazara Simin Kuf Yud. Any bonus? Find it. Kuf Yud is very long. That's Kuf Yud. Writes like this. Yeah, Shloma. You pass the Kulm Gerig Gemurim. The Acharei Keg Shem Rov Shem Yashin Darkeim Afal Pishim Mitchila Osim Hashem Ishus. Then it's good. Then it works. Hi, Frank Timar Elachat Chila Nami. What's a Loma Shem Miskavnin Gam Keil Hashem Shamayim Afilu Ochi Mishani Mishim Lozus Sofa Keim in the Kamokin Kamanosim Dvar Bachir. Yos and Nirali Keg Miloma Shamor Yifsuk Loka Bryce of the Rav Nechemio. That's what he said. Stamma the brisa the masina the basar ochi mi david the shlomo the lashkan tan the polling masha nearly kasati rabosla nearly mi the zoo va binasi a any shire very humble person we saw before once before. This is an important citation that is found over here. That's what our Hagos Mordechai says. Okay. Now, so you have to see what happens later on. Bisman hazeh, when the Bugayosis svar. Doesn't apply. The Dvar Avraham writes, and he quotes on Herzog is exactly the same thing. Therefore, everyone agrees you pass that goes Mordechai. That was the only reason we don't pass like him in the olden days, because we assume that if they were Makabah, they're going to keep it because of Agamonis. Now that Agamonis no longer applies, we're back to that goes Mordechai, and everyone should agree. Everyone should agree. So, Rav Avadya, we said before, is Doche. Yeah, because they live together anyway now. We said before, it's not true because you have to get a two that skiers into the bubble that you get married. Yeah? Of course, Achronim, who said the Rav Shlomo Kluger, said it's not considered the Shemish. However, Rav Avadya said a tremendous question against himself. Against Shlomo Kluger, in effect. He's opened up. You have the Bori Babas in front of you. To Rashi, that Mem Hey Omud Beis. Mem Hey Omud Beis. Remember the Gemara? The Gemara said over here like this. A story. Says Rashi. The shame into so the shame issues the tefillas geiris have a the shame ain't a tefilla so the case that echad ish is guy the shame ish of echad doesn't have shame ish ain't a geirin. Ichilu lachshuri ba and the tefillas acheres shetavach the nidus the kach shamati the kashili chola the kabeina and hilchas ha'asam and lachakurin geirin. I feel the mishnah mishon and nami ika ma'isa lo salkala. If the first tefillah doesn't work, basra nami lo salkalo. The lav l'shem shemayim is gairo. Lo shem mishan. Igam yemena. You see, not for the Rashi. Against Shem Avad, against Shem Shlomo Kluga. If the first geris tefillah is not good, the second is also not good. Why is the second not good? Everybody wants the geris. Everybody has what he wants. This is his kasha against Reb Shlomo Kluga. This is his kasha. He has no answer. If you look up Rabbi Avadia's piece, it's found there. That's a tremendous question. I have an answer. My answer, I'll read it from my Sefer. Now on in, so when we finish Gerus, I'm going to be quoting the Sefer a lot, because I don't get quoted almost at all. So I have a lot to say over here. And let me read you what I had to say to answer this, to answer what it's all about. I'll give you page numbers now in my Sefer.
Would Rebbe be able to say with the Kasha again?
One more time? Sure. But the Rav Shlomo Kluga said that if a person already is already living with this woman, he's living with her already. So now we're not going to consider the second Geiris to be the shady issues. He's already living with her. So the question will be the same thing. What happened over here? What's Rashi saying? He's saying, Kashali, we don't pass in what? We pass Kulum Geirvein. And more than that, if the first Geirus is no good, the second Geirus is also no good. Not the Shem Shemayim's guy. What do you mean the second one should be good? Because you already had a Geirus. So if you had a Geirus, the second Geirus should be good, if Shlomo Kluga is correct. That's his Kasha. So I have an answer which I would like to share with you. Is my answer. According to Nehemiah, and the Chavdal of the days, it's Eino Ger, even with the other. You need a Geirus to Shem Shemayim exclusively. And therefore, even if you live with her earlier, it's still considered Kavanah L'Shem Yishus, and it's no good, as Rashi said. We don't paskin that way. We paskin Kulam Gerim Heim. We pass in kulam geirim with the yevet. Lechatchila it's asur. Oh, lechatchila it's asur. With respect to the lechatchila the gedin, then Rabbi Shlomo Kluga says, if you're living with her already, not l'shem shemayim, it's not considered to be l'shem ishus. He's living with her already, like by bas paro. By bas paro. The Gemara has in the sect of Yevamos Ayin Vav. What do you mean? There's no geirus for Bimei Shlomo, because Shulchan Malachim, she already had Shulchan Malachim. She had Paro's Shulchan, no different than Shlomo's Shulchan. That's what he says. Even has more Malchus? Yeah, so too. He's already living with her. So even though he's going to have more issues, it doesn't matter. That's what he said at the right term, Shlomo Kluga. It seems to me, therefore, the following answer. Reb Shlomo Kluga is Mekel only with respect to the Dinder Rabbanim. Not through Megar L'Shem Yishus. So there he says, you notice now L'Shem Yishus, they're living together already. But with respect to the Din D'Oraisa, you can't be maker with this. According to Nehemiah, it's a Din D'Oraisa. A Din D'Oraisa. So therefore, it's a Din D'Oraisa, as Rashi seems to say over here, you can't go against the Dvar of Rav Svar. It's Manazer, it's not a Gemid D'Oraisa. So therefore, you want to be maker from Shlomo Kluga? No. Shlomo Kluga was make only for the Dinder Rabbanan of Geirus Hashem Yishus, he shouldn't do the Chatchila. He was never Mekel with respect to the Dinder Raisa. That explains over here, Kuantir Abnechemia, if the first one is no good, the second one is no good. Because the Marshak of Shlomo Kluge never said it within the context of a Shaila of a Doraisa. And therefore, if you begal shemish and you're not from, then you don't say Chazaka Akabut, so come a Kabbal. We never have a Kabbal at all. Never have a Kabbal at all. Again, the Rebbe HaGos Mordechai goes even further. Even in those days, the Rambam says not the way. You can keep her as a wife, even if Kalab Ishmael God, she was not a Kabbal. It was a Chazaka. It was Manazer. There's no Chazaka. And therefore, it seems to me, all Gerus of Shem issues is somewhat suspect nowadays. Somewhat suspect nowadays. Okay. A serious issue. Let's go on as time elapses.
What does somewhat suspect mean?
What
is somewhat suspect?
Yeah, I'll tell you somewhat suspect is. It comes with the turnstile of the Giyur in Eretz Yisrael, where there have been tens of thousands before her and tens of thousands after, all living in the same secular communities. There are no shaykhs, any shul, any rabbi. That's at the very least suspect.
So Lamaisa, what does that mean?
What
does that mean for, like?
In my opinion, it's no good. It's no good. Even though it has a chief rabbi, it's shtempel. What can I do? Now, you know, that Tosfos says over here, Adaf Kuv. A chav dollar of a base. Chav dollar of a base. Tosfos says, give a look at the Tosfos if you don't mind. Halacha kedimre yahomer kulum gerimim. Hach geri arayos, lo dami eloha de ikaman diyama kusum geri arayos. To hasam eo odom elohem kedichsib besevim melochim. Ulamandaba geri ever saying, chasava de shuv nisgayro legamri. Because the sefer melochim says, elohem hayo ovdim. Yeah, so that's a very serious issue. Oh. Rabbi Vadya didn't give the teretz which I gave. Why? I thought it was a gavaldic teretz that I gave. Why didn't he give that teretz? I'll tell you why I didn't give that teretz. I thought, look a little carefully in this. One second. Let's go slow. Come back. So the Gemara in Masechta Chulin, that Gimel Amud Beis, is Kan nisgayru legamri. And the kusim, lo nisgayru legamri. Tosfos Rosh Kiddush 9a says, Kan hainu hecha de basar hachi nisgayru legamri. This being the case, get an impression. I thought, Gos Mordechai. The Shem Ishus depends. It's suspended animation. If he actually does KM, then it will work. Otherwise, not. That's what Rav Kook says. Yeah. Oh. Now, there's a Ramban in Kiddush. Rav Ayin Hamid Beis. Quote. Shani Kusin. Tichsibes Elohim Ayovdim. What do you see? The Chatchilon is Gairo L'Shem Shemayim L'Gamrei. Then the lady went back to the Avodah Zarah. That's a Ger Shechaz L'Suro. What do you see? Ger Shechaz L'Suro means Meikara Nisgayo Bekavod L'Shem Shemayim L'Gamrei. You can't say that all those Gerim and Eretz Yisrael is Chazal Asura. No. There's no indication at all that they were ever did it, the Shem Shammai. No. He thinks that certainly it would be no good in this case. And the Ritva says the same thing on Daf Chavdal and Beis, right? Only this guy who will lay Shalim is in a Ger Shechazal Asura. And the Tosfos Rosh over here says, Ahakach Chazru lemutaf means nei de bishas geiris and akati of the avodah zarah shechazu lemutaf niyu yehudim. What does that mean? The Achronim ask, the Gemara should have asked the question, astira resha seifa, or chaderet the maram, could be the maram's on the maramakomus. What did Moshe Chav Dalam base? The Gemara said, this is not a shivcha, but it's 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 not a shivcha. So the Gemara is a kasha, giyores miyahav, you're a mini. You're asking from an outside b'risa. It asks from the Mishnah itself. Mishnah itself, right? Either yes, geres or no geres. What does this mean? It's a stira. The Maram, I believe, points it out over here. The back of the Gemara, you mamas, if you have the Gemara in front of you, you can open up to the Maram. Masnis and Gufa, the Mirmi Ahadadi, the Minikotani, Lo Yichnos, the Chatchil, the Mashma, then the Geras Gemura. He can't marry her. Someone else can marry her means that it is a geirus. So they should have asked, the Mishnah itself contradicts itself. What does it say over here? It says, someone else can't be machas. Why? If she's not Jewish, no one can marry her. No one can marry her. If someone else can marry her, huh? So, since they are geirim, so why can't he do it himself? Minei ubei. She wants to suggest, this is a footnote on the Ritva. It's a suffix. It's a doubt. It's a doubt. It's a suffix l'shem mishus. So maybe it's a svetzvega. Number one, the shem mishus is a doubt. Number two, the suffix whether it is the shem mishus or not. So svetzvega lo yotzi. But they brought a brisa. Ainam Gairim, it's Bravadi Ainam Gairim. For sure not. Then, Imkines Yotzi. And when they brought that the Rabbanan argued Rabbi Nechemia, they asked for Keret, Amai Lo Yichnos. That's the Hemshech HaGemara. So, the Tosfos over here says, Ki Yoras Mi Ahavya, the Mashma Lo Yichnos, who? Amal Acher Shor, the Chosach HaTchila, as we said a minute ago. And the Ritva says, the fact that Kinos ain't motzim in the case that it's Jewish. It's not a ger, so you have to divorce her. The cheskas goy, right? That's a very important point. The Maram says no. Quote, Shani says li'achar ve'ena chozeras asura, hashta hi miskayeres l'shem shamayim, v'ager de'hilel, the sofo las, k'ager de'hilel, the sofo lasos l'shem shamayim. How in the world how does that help? There was no subsequent geirus. Who cares at a later date it was the Shem Shemayim? We did a subsequent geirus. What's going on over here? A tremendous kasha. Tremendous kasha. What are we going to answer? Mela Hillel. It was a question of the Chatchila. Should you accept or not accept? Okay. But over here, there's no Kabbalah Samitzis. The quarter of the Chemia. It's Enem Geirim. So he wants to say a chiddush. It's a footnote in the Ritva. Mi lo tov lo le nidusa. As Tosfos of Hamad Beis, that is, if you did it in front of a Beis Din at a later doubt, at a later time. Or according to the Ramban, two does not require a Beis Din. So that's an amazing word that they said that the quote of the Maharam, the Chalos Geirus came at a later date when the person demonstrated a little fealty to Torah and Mitzvahs. It happens later on. I'm reading as follows. Avim tintalom ala shem etchila nishu nizgayra. Lom nizgayra shem shamayim. Ela b'shulo so ish. I didn't know leo. Mikonga b'sofa. Shani says li acher. Ve'ena chozeres asura. Hashtayi miskayeres l'shem shamayim. V'dumas zekotsu atoysis b'dima shachazeh. But two of the hill of the sofa last Hashem Shemayim. Look how probably my season the echadishim is gathered to the Gotonisham, Shirab Nechemiome, Kerry Rice, Kechalomas, with the Medame, Ishin is gathered Shemisha, Ishin is gathered Shemish, the Gary Rice, Gary Chalomas, Mashmad lo havi gerim klal. Afilo acher lo yichnos also. To when the gerim arrives for chalamas. So Bekitz, he's saying the gerim is happening at a later time. That's a chiddush nifla v'neira. I found it to be quite an amazing chiddush in the Maharam. I don't know. That's what it says. Fine. Let's focus for a few more minutes on the sugya of Dvorim Shebelev. I told you, this beautiful sefer, he has pages and pages on the sugya of Dvorim Shebelev. If you look at the Maram HaKomas, I try to give you a couple of Maram HaKomas which talk about Dvorim Shebelev in Halacha. And I'll pull out a Choshen Mishpat from behind me. Simon Reish Zion, Ramah Sid Dalit, on the Maram HaKomas. Mi we ik under the muchach is batal ameka. Be a shaman, the matano, drum shibulev haven dvar. Not like a mecha. Matana is different. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? It came from a shulta gibor iksubis. Yeah. And what's the Vilna Gaon say? The Vilna Gaon says, he quotes the Riaz and Shulta Gibor of Ksubis. Vishchimera u'mishashama u'mavrachas hanal. Back at the Kod Yud Gimel. Shchimera shekhoz ha'kol nechosov and he survived. U'mishashama shemeis b'no. We discussed before. I thought his son died. Baba Basuk of Mavav. Mavrachas tubas tafayin tez. Afilo amra midi. Baba Basuk of Nale. When the Tosis Kiddushin in Ksubis. There was an Omdor in the Luchach. Then we say, it's a kind of a drama, Shabalibo, Ubalev, call Adam, call Adam. Oh. Fine. So why is a Matana different? Why is a Matana different? A Matana depends only on me. There's no consideration. A Mecher takes a meeting of the two minds. Dvorim Shebelev, I have to do what I said. We spoke together. I said, I'm selling you something. I got a secret codicil in my mind. It's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. Rabosai, I'm not going to the Lumbus right now. There's a Tosfos in two places, in Ksubas, for example, and Baba Kama, that we say, it depends only on me. You can say, Adati Dahach, I didn't do it. I didn't marry you. We didn't marry the two people. Yeah, but once he's dead, he's dead. So she can then say, I did not have in mind to marry him. I'm going to have the problem with the Imam and the Chalitza. Because he's dead already. He's not a player anymore. If things depend upon two people, then you say that you can't make, you can't say, I doubt the Hachim. It's two people. What was his das? Gezel Ager. That's the case in the Mamba Bakama, that Kufyun. Gezel Ager, you say like this, if you wouldn't say Kesef Mechabe Machza, you have to Kesef and a carbon. And the guy gave the kesef, and then the nigzel died, and it's too late to get a kapara to get the money back. Why? Because it's unilateral. Huh? It's unilateral that the whole sugya sagamara. I'm not going to go through all the product. Give a look in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis. So Begeris also depends only upon me. It's only upon me from Shibalev. Havin Dvarim. So they have a person that says he's Mekabel Belivo. He's not Mekabel. He's not a ger. He quotes over here. Yeah, almost finished. Quotes over here on page Kuf Ayin Vov. Kuf Ayin Vov. From the Oral of Zion. A ger Shitzkala Shemishus. And at the end of the day, she didn't marry him. She changed her mind. The ger is not chal. The only is from Shibalev, Havin Dvarim. Havin Dvarim. That's what he says. All those cases, okay, we say another case. A person sold his property on that the basic Larry of Yisrael. Those are Kiddushin that have tested the base. Okay, so what's the answer? So, This is a discussion which goes beyond. We don't have the time to discuss. I want to say one more thing before we stop. Skimming the page, Kuf, Tay, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. This we start. The quote of Ritva, Afem Hamid Beis. You have to have a tefillah. There's a lush of the Ritva. Ah, so the Ritva says you have to have a gerus tefillah l'shem gerus achas shekvar kiblu amitzvos. The Yerushalmi says so. Even l'shem keri anidus zul zul l'shem kedushas Yisrael, and that's the Gemara on Daf Mem Vav, right? L'shem avdus ischal. Through the Adon Shetokfo B'mayim, right? Even though he passed at the Rabbanon, he cannot be matul in Bal Korcho. He required the Eved Mekabel Mitzvos Midaito. There's a special din of Tevilo Lishma. He quotes the Ramban in the Milchamas. The Losh of the Ramban, the Mechamas Hashem, and Mesef the Yavamas, and our pages, Tes Vav Omid Beis, Tzorech Harav, the Tokfo B'mayim, you have to, hold his head down in the water, Kedei Shetala Tvilosum Tvila Mikocho, V'yekemat Tvila Hu, V'lo Yiyah Ketovu L'das Asmo, Sheyitan V'yomar, Hashem Ben Chorin Tavalti. That's the Ramban. He said, "Be'ez atfilah already tovah b'fnei on the shame geirus is a ben chorin." There exists the concept of tefillah lishma, indicating that the kabbalas habitz has to come before the tefillah, not after the tefillah. This whole idea that you become a geir later on, like kabbalas habitzes, without an additional tefillah, is very, very suspect. Very suspect. Okay, we're out of time. Tomorrow, 1:15, same time, same well. Same time, different station. I'll be stationed in my house. But it's good to be back at Yeshiva. See you tomorrow, 1:15.